You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is John chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Have you ever wondered why the Bible says that darkness could not comprehend light? As if darkness is an intelligent being that has sense, but light has so much that darkness could not comprehend. I want to tell you, it is so true that darkness cannot comprehend light. Did you know that darkness does not fight light? If you enter your room and it is dark and you put on light, has there been any time when the darkness began to fight the light and said, "You light, no, today I'm going to show you. Today I'm going to show you. You are just on for nothing. There will be no light in this room. You are not going to." Have you ever seen such situation before? Have you ever seen a time when the sun came into the sky and then the darkness said, "Today, whether you like it or not, son, I'm not leaving. I'm going to remain here." Darkness cannot comprehend light. Darkness does not argue with light. Darkness cannot fight with light. As long as there is light, there is no darkness. That's why darkness can't even comprehend it. Darkness can't stand it. The only time darkness will shine is when there is no light. As soon as there is light, there is no fight. Darkness just simply disappeared. The Bible says that in Jesus was life. The life of Jesus is what produces light. And his light is the light that the darkness cannot comprehend. So that means that those of us who are in Christ Jesus, who have received his life, we are light. Did he not say that? He said, "Ye are the light of the world." It means that we must shine. That's why we are called to shine. But what many people are doing today is that they refuse to shine, and then they now go and meet darkness and copy what darkness is doing. So imagine us copying what the world is doing, copying their method and so on. When the light we carry is such a light that darkness cannot comprehend it. That's why Jesus will walk into a place. Demons, he has not cast out demons. He has not commanded demons to go out. He just walked into an environment. And demons who are operating in that environment, they begin to say, "Have you come to destroy us? Have you come to trouble us?" Yet Jesus had not said anything to them. They were the ones that are already shouting. Why? Light has arrived. Darkness cannot comprehend light. Darkness can't stand light. I pray that you will shine. See, the darkness around us is an indication that there is no light. What the world needs is light. They don't need more darkness. Many of you want to do what the world is doing. If the world can survive with what they are doing, there will be no need for light. We are the light of the world. We are the only group that the world cannot comprehend. We are the one that should shine. And they will not be able to comprehend us. Light does not fight with darkness. And darkness cannot fight light. Once light shines, darkness disappears. Are you light in your home? Are you light in your place? Are you light in your assembly? Are you light at work? Are you shining? I'm telling you, do you know? See, it's not effort. Do you know that light does not make any effort to drive darkness away? It just shows up. It just shows up. I'm telling you, if you are truly shining as you ought to shine, you will be walking in a place and all the people who are practicing witchcraft in that place, they will suddenly become uncomfortable. In fact, they may start doing everything to have them sack you. Because you bring light into that environment. And that is disrupting their activities in that environment. So just imagine that all of us that profess to know Jesus, that we are shining in all the places we ought to be shining. Imagine how glorious it is. Brethren, darkness cannot comprehend light. Darkness cannot comprehend you if indeed you are the light of the world. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.